You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The city of Syracuse will be using $8 million of old grant money to improve infrastructure on Beach and Butternut Streets. The money comes from a $10 million state grant secured in 2014 that was never used. The project is part of the city's Dig Once initiative, which aims to repair roads and the infrastructure underneath them at the same time. City engineer Mary Robison says the street's current conditions made them logical choices to repair.
We looked at the condition of the infrastructure below the roadway. The water main is very old in both these streets and have had previous breaks, as well as sewer work has been required on Butternut. So that's why we chose these streets. So we figured we would do it all at once.
Robison says the water main has lead services that will be removed as part of the project, and the sewer infrastructure underneath the streets dates back to the 1890s. She says the repair work will be extensive.
It involves full road reconstruction, so we'll be replacing the curbs, doing the corners and sidewalks where we're disturbing them, or if they're in really bad condition, both corridors will look nice when it's done. So we'll do as much as we can with the budget that we have.
Beach Street is only one block, and Robison expects that project to be done this year. The Butternut project stretches about four blocks and includes Butternut Circle where it meets Grant Boulevard. Robison says that project may have to wait until 2020. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.